Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes!
Now, I know this is Hall & Oates, but what movie does this remind me of, Tito?
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers! Do we just become best friends?
Yep.
You want to do karate in the garage?
Yep.
It was on this weekend.
Oh, really? I mean, it's funny how even though like I own the Blu-ray, I can watch it whenever I want to, I still get excited when it's on TV. Isn't that like a weird thing? Yeah, there's the same. I'll tell you other movie franchises where that happens to me. Even though I have like the Blu-rays, I never watch like the actual copy of it that I paid for. But whenever like the original Star Wars trilogy is on TV somewhere, I get all excited. Oh, I'm going to watch it on TV. Yet I've had the Blu-rays for years, and I never, hardly ever put them in to watch them. James Bond movies, same thing. Like I own almost every. I'm a big James Bond geek. I own almost every. I don't think I have the most recent one. What was it? Spectre. But I have almost the entire James Bond collection. Never watched the Blu-rays, but when it comes on TV, no matter what movie it is, I will sit and watch it. And I'm the same way, apparently, with Step Brothers. I get excited when it's on TV, although I've had the Blu-ray for like 6 years. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I feel like DVDs in general are just becoming outdated to a degree.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible because I bought a family member two DVDs this Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, they'll use it. They'll use it. And after like a week, I was like, man, I never watch DVDs anymore. They're not going to use that.
I rarely ever do. My wife prefers like watching like the DVD copy of something. Yeah, like she, like sometimes I'll just like buy movies on iTunes, like stuff that's not already on Netflix, obviously. Like I'll buy a movie on iTunes and she's like, oh, why did you buy it that way? Why did you do well, what happens if the cloud goes down? You can't, the cloud's never going to go down. If the cloud goes down, probably the end of the world is happening also. So you don't even have to worry about it. But she prefers to have a physical copy. She's still on occasion, not all the time, but on occasion will still buy CDs. She's going to be SOL pretty soon. I think even Best Buy is going to stop making CDs.
I thought it was that they officially did. Like
they did. No they stopped. Say, and I don't mean
be wrong on that though.
I said making. That's not the proper word. I don't think Best Buy ever made CDs, but they'll stop selling CDs if they haven't done that already. Yeah, but she still likes to have CDs and DVDs. I don't even have a CD player in my car. My 2016 model car does not even have a CD player in it. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Manny Chang is all mad at me because I was just raving about how the Miami Hurricanes are debuting environmentally friendly jerseys. They have Aquaman style. Although I will give you one thing. I thought Tito brought up a valid complaint about these jerseys. It's not the fact that Tito doesn't support helping the environment and making football jerseys out of recycled materials. I don't think you have any issue with that, do you?
No, I think that's super cool. Like, I love that aspect of it.
But since these are alternate jerseys, I think you brought up a fair criticism. You thought they would make them look more unique, whereas they, if you don't look at them really, really closely, they kind of look like the home jerseys.
They look tacky. They just look literally like as if, It feels like as if somebody told Adidas that they wanted opening day jerseys,
mm-hmm.
and like yesterday they found that out, and they're just like, oh, we got to put something together, and then they came out with this. Like, maybe I'm becoming a uniform snob.
You are.
I am, but I don't know. I feel like from what we've seen with Adidas, and I really like our traditional uniforms. The redesign that they've done.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, the redesign that look like '80s jerseys. I love those.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic. Maybe I just think that these they came up short with these.
All right, since you are a jersey snob, what are some of your best jerseys in sports? Because I talked about this a week or two ago, but I don't think it was a night that you were working. Obviously, I love the Heat Miami Vice jerseys.
Right.
I love the Dolphins 1970s throwbacks that they wear, though. You notice they wear the throwbacks as much as possible without making them their official jerseys because they know how much fans love them,
right.
But they also don't want to swallow their pride to the point where they go back to those permanently. But they know the fans prefer the throwbacks. Those jerseys are great. Like you said, I love the current Hurricanes home and aways. I even like the black ones. I think the black ones look tremendous.
Yeah, so I think so. All of UM's jerseys, outside the green one, I'm not a big fan of green jerseys. Never have been.
Yeah, also because like I don't know, like the green. You're right about that. The green that Miami uses, it's like a little bit too like forest green.
Right.
I don't know. Like I prefer a lighter shade.
We also just have really bad luck in those jerseys for whatever reason.
I hadn't been keeping tabs on that, but you might be right.
We lost to G-Tech in 2005 in those.
Gee, that's why I go to you for useless info like that.
Right,
I think exactly. I was at that game. I don't even remember the green jerseys.
Kyle Wright tried to force it to Greg Olsen, double coverage.
Was that home or away?
Home.
Okay, no, I wasn't at that game. I went to, it might have been 2006, I went to an away game against Georgia Tech where they also lost. Right. I think that was 2006.
Right. So, like, I like UM's regular jerseys. I think the Heat's jerseys, all of them, honestly, are perfectly fine. The Heat have
you know what
one
I don't like,
stable
though?
Uniforms.
You know, there's one Heat jersey I don't like, and I know that people are going to jump because, you know, the way that they jump over the kneelers, they're going to jump over me. I don't like the military appreciation jerseys.
Okay, yeah, design-wise, they're not good.
Yeah, they're not
Concept-wise, I like it.
And,
like,
and by the way, everyone out there who has served, thank you for your service.
Exactly.
I love you, but I don't like the Heat's military appreciation jerseys.
I'll agree with you on that, and I'll one-up you there. The white black tie white jersey, the black and white tie jerseys.
Oh,
they
yeah,
had.
Those
they
aren't
wore.
Good.
Big three. I didn't like those. I thought that was super lame.
You just reminded me they've had too many alternate jerseys. I think.
They've had a lot of
them. They've had a lot of
jerseys.
Them. Yeah.
They've had a lot. So there's those. I've always liked the Dolphins white on white. I think it's super clean and easy look.
Me too.
The aqua is awful. It's the worst look that we've had.
Aqua and aqua?
Too much, right? It's just too much.
It is.
I feel
it
like
is.
Punching myself in the face when I watch those jerseys.
It looks tacky. Like, you want to, like, adjust the color on your set to be less aqua.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then after that, I feel like, I don't like the Marlins colors. Like, I like their black jersey, but, like, the color scheme the Marlins have isn't true to the team, to be honest, at least in my opinion.
What's your take on the pink and black? We don't know what the jerseys look like, but the pink and black for Beckham's team. I kind of like it.
I love it.
It grew on me quickly. My initial gut reaction when I, like, the split second I saw the crest or the shield, whatever you want to call it, I thought, I don't know about this. But then I stared at it for like 30 seconds, and it grew on me very quickly.
Yeah, I think it's perfect because I know that they're going to go a number of ways with these jerseys. Because as you know, you and I both know, soccer jerseys are off the hook. Like, they're fantastic.
Oh yeah.
And with the connections that Beckham has, as well as Moss, the money he's putting into this, I think Miami MLS's jerseys are going to be some of the best in the league.
I think you're going to see some really recognizable players on that team too. I mean, and, you know, I got to do a text debate with somebody on this last week, and I think he actually came around to my side saying, "Well, why would you think that, like, big name guys late in their careers, like, why would Ronaldo want to come here, or why would Messi want to come here?" Well, first and foremost, it's becoming a trend where elite, big-name European players, not in their prime, but they will end their careers with the MLS. They like the new challenge. They like the fact that they're coming to a young league. I think they like the idea of becoming celebrities, bigger celebrities stateside. I think that going Hollywood, I think, appeals to a lot of these guys, like Zlatan, Wayne Rooney, who's doing very well at DC United, Kaká playing in Orlando. You know, Beckham was really the first big name to cross over, the biggest name to cross over when he came to the LA Galaxy. And I think with David Beckham's connections, because he knows a lot of these current guys in their 30s, the aging players, he's got connections with the Ronaldos of the world. I think they would consider coming to play for Beckham's club. Miami is a very international city, especially if you are, you know, a Spanish speaking player. I think the appeal of Miami will be big for you. And obviously, as a fan, I would like to see the team not only have like a big name, like a 35-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo, even though I don't like him personally, it is what it is. I think he'd be great for the city. You, of course, want to have very good young players to make up squad depth, but that's a separate argument. I think you can have both together. Why not have a 35-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo, or a couple years after that, a 35-year-old Messi to add the star power? I would think they would still have something to add to this team. the way, you know, Zlatan does and Wayne Rooney does, and they could be there to mentor some of these younger players. I think that would be the perfect situation. And I think it is attainable because you've seen enough of these guys come to play with the MLS, and I think the city of Miami, plus David Beckham being the president, would add extra appeal to this club here in South Florida. I think it is very attainable that, and these are only examples of big names, but I think it would be very possible you could see a Cristiano Ronaldo or a Lionel Messi end their career playing for Inter Miami. I don't think that's crazy at all.
We're going to get Ronaldo and we're going to get Messi. That's written in stone.
Can you imagine if they played together here?
Oh my God. It's going to be great when it happens.
Could they put the rivalry aside?
For to make Miami great in MLS, for sure.
Who do you prefer out of those two? I even though I trolled him a lot more during the World Cup, I do prefer Messi.
You know, I feel so out of touch with this debate because it feels like if you pick one side or the other, you're completely hated.
Right.
Which I get.
Well, and also people assume if you pick one or the other, it means you despise the other guy. Right. People assume that.
Right. It's like exactly like the Jordan LeBron debate.
It is. But it really is. Except I think it's more relevant because these guys are actually playing at the same time.
Right. They're still playing. Yeah. They have a record against one another.
And they're only 2 years apart.
For whatever reason, I just genuinely side with Messi.
Yeah,
when it
me
comes
too.
To like club play and whatnot.
Yeah.
But when it comes to international play,
Ronaldo's 1,000% better. Absolutely. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Always like the Chargers throwbacks to texture rates. Yeah, the powder blue. Those do look phenomenal. Now, I would not expect to see this specific LSU player play against Miami on September 2nd. This is pretty despicable. This story came down a few days ago. I hadn't had a chance to talk about it on my show yet. It appears at least one LSU receiver won't be available to play against the University of Miami football team on September 2nd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Oh, it got refuted? Are you serious?
Yeah, according to the Baton Rouge National, as of today, I read up
really?
On the story.
Oh, man.
The alleged woman who made that claim of domestic battery, she retracted it.
She's probably scared.
It's in the hands of the district court as of right
now.
Wow.
I'm glad you brought that up because I took that story down this morning. That must have been before it got refuted. I first saw it like last Friday. Wow. So that story about the domestic battery has been refuted. That is very interesting. Dono, if Messi or Ronaldo join Miami, where does the team fit? Where does the team fit him? The South Florida sports team. I don't understand your question here. Where do they rank in the hierarchy, maybe, of South Florida sports teams? It depends on where the other teams are at that time. The Miami Heat might be out of purgatory by 2020. The Miami Dolphins, will they be dramatically better in 2020? Who the hell knows? I think Canes football will still be very good at that time. Marlins baseball, will some of these young guns coming through Derek Jeter's minor league system be good then? I don't know, man. I think if you were to, and it'd probably be like 2022 at the earliest when you'd see them playing together. But let's say in the year 2022, Ronaldo and Messi, it would be, what would it be, like 36-year-old Ronaldo, 34-year-old Messi playing together for Inter Miami. They might be right near the top of the South Florida sports hierarchy at that point. Seriously. He says, sorry, stupid Siri typos. I don't trust that voice to text. Like, I know some people say, well, let me use this in the car so I don't have to type. I just don't text in the car, period. The Alex Dono Show continues. New edition of Clickbait. Plus, another trivia question. We have another spot to fill in the Alex Dono Show Fantasy Football League. We have a trivia question. You know I love this one because it is a Miami Hurricanes-related trivia question. First person to answer it correctly on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. We'll get a spot if you want it. I hope you want it. In the Alex Dono Show Fantasy Football League, we will fill that spot next here on QAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
First time I've ever done this, we're going to have listener fantasy football teams. We're going to have three of them to include as many people as possible. I will be in all three of the leagues. Tito's going to be in two of them.
Biff, Matt Wilson will be in at least one of them. Manny Chang is going to be in a league. Hector, who's newly been reacquired by WQAM, will be in a league. Should be a lot of fun. And so the way we're being as fair as possible here, we're filling up listener spots. And keep in mind, if you answer this trivia question, it means you want to be in an Alex Donahoe Show Fantasy Football League. You want to participate in this, I hope. So we're filling spots through trivia questions. You can answer this question on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. First person to answer it correct will win a spot in our Fantasy Football League. And here it is. This is my favorite question out of the four tonight. Which Miami Hurricanes defensive back made the play to seal Miami's first national championship? Which Miami Hurricanes DB made the play to seal Miami's first national championship? Multiple choice. Some of you probably already have it, but I will give multiple choice here to be fair. Is it A, Kenny Calhoun, B, Benny Blades, C, Don Bailey Jr.? That's just ridiculous. And D, Tolbert Bain. First correct answer to 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line wins a spot in the Alex Dono Show Fantasy Football League.
Interesting to see how many people respond with Don Bailey Jr.
You know somebody is going to respond to that. Just if they don't know that, that's the most fun answer. That would be impressive if DBJ was able to secure that. Not only was he not on that team, didn't play defensive back. So that would be very impressive if he was the one to seal that victory. Oh, man. By the way, so every time I bring this up, I get this, and I completely disagree with this. Texter writes in, no chance Messi or Ronaldo would ever lower themselves to come to the MLS. They will play in a lower international league or retire. First of all, you've seen enough of it. Like, would you have ever thought 10 years ago that David Beckham would, in your mind, lower himself to come to the MLS? Would you have thought that Wayne Rooney or Zlatan or Kaká would come to the MLS? And again, I would never say that a player of that caliber in his prime would come play at the MLS. We're not at that point yet in American soccer. Like, this league will only attract guys who are either on the way up or on their way down. That's just the reality. I don't even watch the MLS. I'm going to once Miami has a team. I'm not even currently an MLS watcher. I watch the European leagues because the product is better. But you have seen a trend of elite European or South American players who play in Europe, but once they get to their mid-30s, instead of going to the Chinese league or the Turkish league, they would rather come to the United States, where a lot of them aspire to be famous in America, to help build the game in a younger soccer market. You've seen that happen enough times. I absolutely would not doubt the possibility that someone of Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo's caliber, when they're past their prime, of course, they're still very much in their prime. But once they're past their prime, I would not doubt at all the possibility that they would like to come and ply their trade for David Beckham's MLS team. I think it's very possible. I think if you doubt that, you may have some sort of a vendetta against Dave. Maybe that's a Mel Reese course member who's texting that in. Just doesn't want to see it happen. How dare they tear down my golf course and talk as if we have a chance to land Cristiano Ronaldo. Those are fighting words to some of you, I'm sure. Oh, man. All right, my friends. It is time to gather around your radios, 1920 style, for a new edition of Clickbait.
We know you spend a lot of time online. Well, so do we. Here's tonight's edition of Clickbait on the Alex Dono Show.
By the way, back to the trivia question. And the answer is Kenny Calhoun, by the way. But back to the trivia question. One of the best text responses I got was, I guess somebody who was listening on the internet with a big delay, 5 minutes before I even asked the question said, I didn't hear the question, but I'm listening on a huge delay, so let me give it a try. Frank Gore. That was great. So he knew I was going to ask a Hurricanes-related question, had no idea what it was. So he just decided, let me roll out Frank Gore. Speaking of Frank Gore, though, looks like he's going to play this Saturday. I'm going to be at that game. Dolphins hosting the Baltimore Ravens in the dress rehearsal. Gore has been chomping at the bit to make his preseason debut in Miami. And it sounds like he's been twisting Adam Gase's arm just enough
that Gase is going to let him play. He's going to unleash Gore this Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium. That's a huge moment for me. Don't underestimate how big that moment is for South Florida football fans, specifically those who love the Canes. I think it's fair to say that a lot of you out there, there's a really rich tradition of high school football in this city, and many of you out there followed Gore throughout his days at Coral Gables High, before following him at Miami, before following his career, throughout his stops in the NFL. And now that Gore, I don't care if he's 35, he still averages over 1,000 yards over the past five seasons. I don't care that he's 35 years old. I think he still has plenty of ball left in him. And to anyone coming up in this community, loving the Canes and following him at Gables, Frank Gore debuting in a Miami Dolphins jersey, even if it's a preseason game, he's going to play in the regular season, but even just in preseason, that is significant, man. That's going to be a huge moment when Frank Gore takes the field for the first time on Saturday. I'm expecting and hoping for a lot of noise at Hard Rock Stadium when Frank Gore takes to that field for the first time. So don't underestimate how significant that moment is to a lot of us here who are big Gore fans. But on to clickbait. Dateline, Plymouth, Massachusetts. This is a story crazy enough. I thought for sure this would happen in Florida. But this is Massachusetts, man. A Massachusetts man has bitten off another man's finger during a fight at a golf course. Wow, that must have been some fight. He went Tyson on this guy. WCVB-TV. Reports a 47-year-old man was arrested at the Southern Marsh Golf Club in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Friday, after he apparently got into a fight with another golfer and bit off a part of his thumb. I mean, who does that? Who goes right for the biting? What kind of a fighter are you? You go right for the digits. Small joint manipulation. That's not cool, man. The station reports the victim's thumb had been bitten off to his knuckle. Oh, and that bleeds a lot too, doesn't it? If your thumb gets bitten off, I think that's like gushing all over the place. Not to get graphic, but I just did. The thumb was bitten off to the knuckle, and he was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The incident happened around sunset. The attacker was arrested and charged with mayhem. That's an actual charge? So the guy in the Allstate commercials, mayhem, that's like a real thing. Mayhem was the charge. A police dispatcher declined to commit Saturday, and Chief Michael Bottieri didn't immediately return a call seeking more information. Wow. Man, I got a tip for you. If you're going to get into a brawl, don't bite off somebody's thumb unless it's absolutely necessary. Maybe it was in this case. I don't know. Clickbait. All right, here's Florida man. Florida teen steals weapons from police and then gets arrested after flaunting the weapons online. That is such a teenage move. So you think you've gotten away with a crime, and then you have to post about committing the crime on your Instagram. You get caught. Tito, I think that I actually witnessed the first time something like that ever happened in the cyber age. Because, you know, keep in mind, like, we're talking 13, 14 years ago. Social media was very new at this time. I'm going to say this was 2005. Facebook was very young at that point. Only college students were on Facebook. It wasn't available to the mass public. I can remember, and actually one of these people I knew, one of these people went to my high school and was a fellow student at the University of Miami. A handful of University of Miami students around 2005 got in trouble for swimming in Lake Osceola in the middle of the night. That's the lake on campus. Like, it's very clear. If you're a student there, you know you're not supposed to swim in the lake. First of all, there are alligators in there. You'd have to be a damn fool to swim in there. Yeah, there are actual alligators in Lake Osceola. You have to be an idiot to swim in Lake Osceola. Second of all, for the university, it's a big safety concern because they don't have lifeguards on duty there. I mean, if you swim there in the middle of the night, God forbid you drown and then the school looks bad, even though it's not something they should be at fault for. But a handful of students, I remember, swam in Lake Osceola overnight. And the only reason why they got caught was they posted pictures of it on their Facebook account. And the university found out they got like suspended or however you punish college kids. And that you have to be dumb enough. You get away with a crime, but you're dumb enough to brag about it on social media. That happened with this Florida teenager. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested after police say he stole an AR-15 and tactical gear from a Palm Beach Sheriff's deputy's unmarked police car. The suspect was arrested by Boynton Beach Police late Saturday after the teen reportedly flaunted the stolen weapons and gear during an Instagram live stream while dancing to music, according to the Miami Herald. So he's like, what's going to make my Instagram live video better? Let me dance to some music with an AR-15 and riot gear. And it just so happened an AR-15 and tactical gear had been reported missing by a police officer in the area. What an idiot. Records show the deputy reported the item stolen to Boynton Beach Police on August 14th after leaving his unmarked cruiser at a shopping plaza for a few hours. And also, let me add this. That guy, I'm sure, has gotten a lot of ribbing at the station. Like, dude, you left your car unlocked and they took your AR-15 out of the back. Like, come on. You got to be more careful than that. Oh, man. But the live stream the teenager launched gave police grounds for the search warrant, so they were able to catch this guy. How about this for clickbait? Tito's going to love this. Are millennials actually to blame for the demise of mayonnaise? From shunning restaurants like Hooters. Yeah, because millennials do not like boobs. From shunning restaurants like Hooters to eschewing breakfast cereal, millennials have been blamed for the demise of a plethora of products and cultural phenomena. And now, as a Philadelphia writer posits, a dearth, wow, did Chris Whittingham write this? The words are gigantic. A dearth of mayonnaise-laden salads at summer cookouts can be attributed to them, too. Sandy Hingston's column condemning millennials for turning their backs on mayonnaise in favor of identity condiments recently caused a stir on social media, eliciting such responses as, quote, I honestly cannot believe this article isn't a parody. Hingston backs up her claim of mayo murder primarily with anecdotes. Over the years, her contributions to holiday buffet tables, including mayonnaise-laced potato, macaroni, chicken, and Waldorf salads, have gone increasingly untouched. Once deemed delectable, the classic emulsion is now a relic of the past, Hingston concludes. She found the culprit in the youngins and their penchant for, wait for it, four different kinds of mustard, three ketchups, seven sorts of salsa, kimchi, wasabi, relishes of every ilk and hue. So yeah, these millennials do not think that mayonnaise is sufficient anymore. I mean, for millennials, there better be some sriracha sauce in there. No mayo.
Just boring, Dono. Just admit it.
I guess so. You know who's not boring? Clay Ferraro. Clay Ferraro from WPLG. We'll talk some Dolphins and Canes with our man Clay when we come back. You're listening to the Alex Dono Show here on WQIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.